Go all over social media, you're going to see all types of fitness content, fitness influencers, fitness coaches, personal trainers, and you might even see some fitness podcasts. But I'm here to tell you, you're not going to find something like this. And people try to duplicate, but it's not a debate. You can't reciprocate, and then that turns into a whole lot of hate. Listen, this is the best fitness podcast out. You're going to come here, we're going to laugh. We're going to educate, we're going to entertain, and we're going to talk a little shit. And listen, man, if you're doing more bunching and crunching, this might be the podcast for you. Don't come here and get offended. Just soak up the game, apply it, and watch your life change. So sit back, enjoy the show, tell a friend to tell a friend, and tap in. Let's get this episode started.
Hey, live on a Friday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir, he's back. What's going on, man? We back here on another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. I'm excited to be here, man. Another great weekend, another fit weekend, still doing our thing. Hey, listen, bear with me. I do got a little bit of allergies, so if I got to stop and blow my nose, I will mute the microphone. Yeah, y'all ain't about to listen to me blow my nose. Then y'all ninjas going to be trying to cook me. Then I got to cook y'all ninjas back.
Nope.
But anyway, bear with me. Other than that, we're going to have a lit show today, man. And listen, you're probably wondering, if it's your first time watching, who is this guy with an orange tank top on, with the red headphones that don't match, the sunglasses that don't match, the cheetah pillow that don't match, the vanilla couch? I'm about to tell you who this guy is. This guy is the host of the best fitness podcast out. This is the illest fitness podcast out. This is the coolest, coldest, dopest fitness podcast out. And if it is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. I need the returners to hit the like button. And shout out to the Playback Gang, the best playback gang on YouTube. I see y'all calling it the PBG now, and I'm rocking with the PBG. Shout out to the Playback Gang, aka the PBG, keeping this show going. But anyway, man, with all that being said, before we get in this comments and we get this fire episode started, I really don't have any announcements today. Social media was pretty chill this week. You know, other than that big back I had to cook the other day, which we went over. But it's been pretty chill, man. It just, you know, it's the same old, same old. Listen, big backs, you ain't got to watch the channel. You could keep scrolling. Hating ass bird chess, mama's boy ass ninjas, you ain't got to watch the channel. You could keep scrolling. Fat trainers, you ain't got to watch the show. You could keep scrolling. Fake ass fitness podcasts and wannabe ass ninjas that be trying to copy what I do, you ain't got to watch the show. You could keep scrolling as well. Am I leaving anybody else who need to keep scrolling and don't watch the show? If so, let me know in the comments. And with all that being said, let's talk to the fan before we get this show started. I don't know about you guys, but I hate slow drivers. And I also hate slow big backs. Me too. Happy Friday. It is Friday.
Happy Friday.
It is Friday.
Happy Friday.
Oh, and Mike Hawkins. I'm going to get the sounds. I'm going to get the sounds on the board Sunday, Mike. Bear with me, Mike. I don't know if Mike Hawkins is even in here, but yeah. Live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. Happy Friday.
Friday.
What's good, Brown Baldy, J Sharp? Yes, I played Twisted Metal, but I never watched the show. I'll check it out. Took fiber and fiber and vitamins. You think I'm an old man? I had some fiber today. I ain't taking no vitamins. Yes, sir. What up, Coach Pope Fitness? I'm going to go ahead and get this out the way. We might as well call ourselves Americans because we as a country stay distracted. Yep.
Nope.
Listen, you absolutely. Ungot allergies from the BBW Bash Chunk Funk. There's too many BBWs in Maryland. Everywhere I go somewhere, I'm running BBWs. I'm allergic to BBWs.
What?
You can lead a big back to the gym, but you can't make them work out. Absolutely. Live on a Friday. Hey, live on a Friday. And with all that being said, let's get this episode started, man. What we got first?
Dom DeMarco.
Oh, if you saw my Instagram post and TikTok, a girl said that it gives her the ick when guys carry around a gallon of water. Now, we know a gallon of water, or maybe not even if you drink a gallon, but water is essential to your fitness goals. You got to drink a lot of water if you want to lose belly fat, build muscle, etc. But apparently, women don't want this.
Nope.
Ladies, let me know in the comments if this is what you don't want. Let's check it out, and let's get this thing started, man.
I feel like as a man, like, carrying around a gallon of water, that's so attention-seeking. That's, like, almost as attention-seeking as...
So how are we supposed to carry our water? She didn't offer a solution.
Like, being left-handed, like, there's so many...
Left-handed?
Like, I get it. You need to drink a gallon of water every single day, but, like, literally just pour the gallon into a bottle. Like, just pour it into a bottle. Like, you're carrying a gallon around.
Is there such thing as a gallon bottle of water?
Nope.
If anybody knows that, send me the link.
Nope.
While you walk. Like, we don't care.
What the hell is wrong with these women these days?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Keep in mind, these are the same women. You know, I don't really want an out-of-shape man.
Nope.
I don't want a man with a poppable belly.
Nope.
I don't want a man with a belly bigger than my pregnant belly.
Nope.
All this shit about they don't want a man in shape. But now it's a problem with guys who actually do the things to stay in shape.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Ladies, what the hell is going on with y'all? I mean, God damn, men can't do anything. I mean, everything's suspect. Everything is the ick. What's going on, bro? And, you know, fellas, don't feed into this bullshit.
Bullshit?
If you walk around with a gallon of water and she thinks it's corny, next.
What?
Next one.
What?
It's fit women out there who gonna appreciate it. But this right here is bird brain weirdo behavior. And I bet you she's a fit woman looking for a fit man. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. And I bet you her dumbass walk around with a gallon of water. It's getting crazy out here, bro. Ladies, tighten up. And ladies, hold your fellow women accountable. And fellas, don't get to simping and listen to this bullshit. Because this is crazy, bro. This is insane. It's like we get complaints that men aren't in the gym. But men can't do the Stairmaster. It's too many men on the treadmill. Now men can't hold a gallon of water. Can't walk around with a gallon of water. It's getting crazy out here. Don't pay bird brains attention. And ladies, y'all don't fall into this trap of the bird brain. We don't need any more bird brain women out here. And yes, we talk about bird brain men on the show as well.
Nope.
Which we will get to today. But this shit has to stop. America has an obesity problem specifically because of bird brains like this. So we got to cut it out. We got to get in shape. We got to do what's necessary to get in shape and do what's necessary to stay in shape for the long run. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth. And you know I got to go. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this episode going, man.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
These Americans rather be clanging and banging an OnlyFans chick versus clanging and banging the weights in the gym. Bars. Big facts, bro. Your wife beater matches your headphones. Thank you, Shy. At this point, ladies, y'all want us to stop existing. Yeah, they don't need a man. That's what they said. I think she doesn't like water, but wonders why she gets headaches and period cramps. Yeah, Frost Knight, you're trying to get canceled.
Strike three, you're out.
And she goes to Starbucks every day.
Strike three, you're out.
And gets a sugary coffee. Unc, you heard of... Bro. Pause.
No diddy, you know.
I didn't hear about that. I don't care about that, bro. Anyway, let's keep this episode going. All right, ladies, we got a lot of delusional women out here. This girl says she's not going to lose weight because she's fine as fuck. And everyone tells her she's fine as fuck, regardless of what race it is. Regardless what race. So let's check out this bird brain. We got another bird brain. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's check it out.
That trolls could never make me feel away because everywhere I go, I get a compliment. Like, it don't matter who it is, male, female, baby, kid, pope, everybody wants me. They say I'm the baddest bitch I ever seen in my...
Yeah, I mean, these women are delusional at this point. You know you got thick face, swollen face.
Nope.
There's a lot of sugar in that face, a lot of grease in that face, but you talking about everybody wants
you. Ass is so fat. So you could never make me feel bad. It don't matter what you say, bitch. It's not going to work. I'm that bitch.
Stop the cap.
And this is we're going to watch it again. But this is the issue right here. Everybody's fine. Everybody's body is tea. Everybody is thick, juicy, sexy in some type of way. And we can't keep it real with women anymore. We can't be honest with women anymore. And this is what it leads to. Women making shit up online. You're not walking around and everybody's calling you fine. Then not only do they make up the lie, they use this lie as an excuse to not hit the gym. We're so delusional in America that we have people making things up to neglect their health, to not be active, to eat whatever the fuck they want, drink whatever the fuck they want, and smoke hookah whenever the fuck they want. She got a hookah face. She likes, she smoke a whole bunch of hookah.
Nope.
Did she go to TFU, Thick Face University as well? Puffy Cheeks, PCU University, Puffy Cheeks University. This is getting crazy out here. Let's look at it again.
That trolls could never make me feel away because everywhere I go, I get a compliment. Like, it don't matter who it is, male, female, baby, kid, pope, everybody wants me. They say I'm the baddest bitch I ever seen and my ass is so fat. So you could never make me feel bad. It don't matter what you say, bitch. It's not going to work. I'm that bitch.
And black community, we got to talk to black community.
I'm not going
to
say what race, what people.
We got to stop valuing ass over health. Who cares if you have a fat ass? Again, I tell you all the time, fat ass can mean a excess body fat as well. A fat ass can mean that you have a high body fat percentage, a high ass BMI. So that's not a reason to just accept the fact that you are 35% body fat, 40% body fat. This girl is young. This girl might be 23, 24. She looks young in the face. But what's that going to turn into 10, 20 years down the line? If you think you fine as hell now at that body fat percentage and you not going to the gym now, what about your future? And that's the thing. We don't think about future. We just stuck on now. Just because you could get some D right now does not mean that's going to benefit you down the road. That's not going to benefit that big ass back down the road.
Big back activity.
This shit makes absolutely no sense. And why do you even want dudes that don't value your health and your future? We talk about it all the time. This guy don't care about you because the moment you get too big and that weight get too out of hand, he gonna be looking at something else. Then you gonna be like, "Yeah, all ninjas ain't shit. He cheating on me." Well, not condoning cheating, and I never will. But look what he got to come home to. Because ladies, y'all feel the same way. If your man was just sitting here getting fat, talking about he fine as fuck, and we're gonna talk about that later in the podcast. Your man talking about he fine as hell. Everybody complimenting him, and he don't have to go to the gym and do shit. Y'all ass would feel the same exact way. So don't sit here, coming here pandering. I see Maria in the comments. She looked like she already on some pander bear shit. We ain't got time for that. All right, we only going to tell the truth here. And we definitely going to tell women the truth here. And y'all can make me the bad guy. But real talk, most guys, pause, no ditty.
No ditty, you know.
Most guys don't have enough nuts to tell women the truth. They don't have enough nuts to tell women the truth. And the truth isn't supposed to sound all sugary. It's not supposed to sound sweet. I mean, it is what it is, bro. especially y'all fake Christians. Y'all reading the Bible and expect the truth just to be something sprinkled and somebody to lie to you. And there ain't nothing in the Bible that says that. Matter of fact, the Bible says being too nice is a sin at times. But we going to keep it fitness today, because y'all don't want that real talk. Y'all don't want that real talk, but it is what it is. And you know, I'm going to tell the truth and you know, I got it. Let's keep it going. Where we at in these comments? Who we got in these comments? What's up, SAG? SAG said,
stop the cap.
She gets compliments due to her two assets. I guess so. I mean, it is what it is. Wicked score. Oh, Lord. All right, come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. I bet her doctor would make her feel bad after giving her a diagnosis for type 2 diabetes or heart disease. They don't care about that, bro. Moses, part of her teeth. Her teeth. Daniel Shannon, what up, bro? She's gorgeous. Would you rather get online and cry about how she's so undesirable and unhappy? All right. All this ass shit. They looking at you saying, what's that? Exactly. She went to FFU, Fat Fuck University. You're out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Shy, Shy, see you Sunday. That's crazy. We'll catch you on Sunday. You're done for the day, Shy. You know, it's a bunch of BBW simps giving her that level of confidence. Yeah, guys, we got to stop simping, man. We got to stop simping. I believe her. She gets attention, but she definitely exaggerates how many people tell her all that. I know it's one guy who said that. I mean, it's probably, yeah, definitely probably one guy. But talking about everybody says that, stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Ass fat, cheeks fat, neck fat, toes fat, everything fat. Just a double cheeked up fat burger with extra fries. Big facts. And give me a second. Your boy got to blow his nose. I gave y'all the warning. I got allergies for those of y'all that just came in. I got to blow my nose real quick. Let me turn the... All right, man, back in action. Sorry, y'all. Your favorite podcaster would have canceled the podcast if he had allergies. Anyway, where we at? Marie, hey, apparently people in this chat think me and you. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. What's up, Joe Thomas? They're slow. Here y'all go. If you got to Big Butterback University, then don't watch the podcast. The truth will save these women's lives and make them value themselves. Absolutely. Two sides of the same coin, like Batman and the Joker. Oh, Lord, I just logged in and this insufferable Marie lady is on the screen. My man is Puerto Rican and would not be in this chat. But all right. Anyway, hey, let's keep this thing going. I'm killing y'all today. Speaking of simps, man, y'all let me know if this woman is lying. Ladies, again, men should not be a reason to neglect your health. And don't talk about, I don't care about men. We're not male-centered. We don't care about a man's opinion. And shit like this is happening. And yes, we are talking about men today. So, Marie, calm down before you get started. Them. Hold up. It says them. So, she's speaking in third person right now. You're fat as fuck. Nobody want all of that, right? So, we're going to imagine someone said this to her. Let's keep it going. Let's look at the response. Hold on. Meanwhile, I just got ate up like the last little bit of applesauce in the cup.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
So, and this is sad right here. This is sad. So because this woman got ate up like applesauce in a cup, she thinks it's okay to be that size. That gut stick out more than her butt. That gut stick out more than Maryland and California. That gut stick out more than United States to Ukraine. But it's okay because some simp ninja with zero standards who can't get anything else. If you're fucking with that, you can't get anything else. There's no way you got a baddie on your line. And you're choosing between that and the baddie, and you chose that. So you got a low level guy who's probably broke with no money, probably don't got no job.
Nope.
Possibly homeless.
Nope.
No motion.
What?
Let him eat you out, and it's okay to stay that size because that's what you got. Ladies, I need y'all to do better. I need y'all to have better judgment. I don't think y'all understand the severity of a gut like this. And she probably drinks alcohol too. She probably got cirrhosis of the liver. She's in terrible condition. I know she can't walk up a flight of steps. I know she need momentum to get out the car. I know she get out the car like this. Head ass. She got to lean all the way back. This is ridiculous, ladies. And what you think the comments look like? And we're going to do some comment surfing today. We are. We'll do the comment surfing next, and then we're going to talk to the fellas. We're going to get to the men. But it's getting crazy out here, y'all. Black community, we got to do better.
You know, black people.
No, no.
I need the black community to stop valuing sex over health. Stop valuing male attention or female attention over health, and stop valuing money over health. None of that shit matters. I know y'all heard that saying on the, I forgot who said it, but they were basically saying, would you take $10 million if you had to, you know, if you died tomorrow? And everyone said no. Right? You could see, I give you this 10 mil, but you got to die tomorrow. People said no. So that means your life has some value to it. You valuing all this other shit over yourself. And if this is the highlight of your life, you're not fucking happy. You're not happy with your life, and there needs to be change. So it's clear as day, man. But hey, like I said, I can't help everybody. I'm gonna help the people that want to be helped, and it is what it is. And you know, I'm gonna tell the truth, and you know, I got it.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Where we at in these comments, man? He said, "What the fuck, ew." No, hey, shout out Noto Content. What's good, bro? I checked you out too. I subscribed to you too, Noto. They be having strong support systems in the form of pandering from simps to women, encouraging it. Simps gotta chill out, man. And they attack anyone who opposes. Thus, they are protected from scrutiny. And that's a curse right there, man. That's a curse. You know, y'all gonna stick together to defend that shit. But a fit woman who tell y'all the truth, y'all gonna call her a pygmy. Y'all gonna say this, y'all gonna say that. She doing it for male attention. She's male-centered and all this other bullshit.
Bullshit?
Keep doing y'all thing. And pick me's get picked.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
You only picking what fast food restaurant to stop at.
It's Wendy's.
You only... You're picking another fast food restaurant to stop
it's
at.
Burger King.
Then you get to the front. Now you got to pick your order.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
And it is what it is. You know, I'm telling the truth. And you know, I got to go. Who's laying in bed with her? Pookie Ray Ray? No, ma'am. Marie don't spill any more personal info about him. You know, Trump has been geeking lately. Oh, Lord. That's... Bro. Come on, bro.
Strike three, you're out.
This guy here, bro. Fat chicks be too vulgar and horny. They come on too strong. I'm cool. Yeah, fat chicks be aggressive as hell. And if fat chicks was really having their way like that, would they be aggressive like that?
What?
I don't think so. But we ain't going to go there today. Someone needs to tell her she's one heart attack or one fall from dying. She needs help. You know that heart working overtime. Absolutely. That blood pumping, barely pumping. I bet she reeks of chunk funk and nicotine. The button on her jeans deserves an award for the hell that belly button is putting it through, man. Yeah, that was crazy. Big spider in the building. Who the wild ninja that ate her up? I bet spider know her. Maybe ghetto fat chicks. I don't have fat chicks who are not ghetto coming on to me like that. Hey, man, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. I'm killing y'all on this Friday. And let's keep this episode going.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco, DeMarco.
Marie, quiet now. Pick me's don't get picked. The pick me's in this chat show up with their big church. With their big church pick me hat every day supporting, and the chat asked for more vanilla women. Yo, what are you talking? Yo, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, bro? Like, okay, all right. Spider, you telling on yourself? Marie, why don't you put a picture of yourself up? Since pygmies don't get picked, let's see you're a real picture of you, and let's see if you'll get picked by the chat. And you went on my Instagram and commented the same shit from another fake page with no profile picture, no real name, but you talking about pygmies don't get picked. Let's see if you get picked. Put a picture, change that picture from a cartoon picture and put your real picture up. Talking all that shit. Yeah, all of y'all fake pages love to talk shit, but y'all won't show your picture. I'm out here, government name. You see my face. I post where I'm at when I'm out in public. You feel me? I'm talking shit, and I'm walking the shit too. Pause. Let your balls hang a little bit.
No diddy, you know.
No diddy. But show. Let's see if you get picked. Put a real picture of yourself, or show us your real Instagram. Throw it in here. We'll pull it up on the chat. Cause you're talking a lot of shit to have a cartoon picture. Like, and you probably don't even look nothing like that picture. Spider, stop, you telling on yourself. Appreciate it, bro. You're doing what needs to be done out here. The delusion needs to come to an end for real. Absolutely. Marie, you secretly love C. Marty and agree with him. There's no way you keep coming back if you disagree with everything. Just admit you love it here. Hey, Marie, get the show turned up. Vanilla women. I think she's referring to Wicked Scorpion talking about we got a lot of chocolate women on the show. That's the only thing I could think about. And I said, I'm cool if we got all chocolate women on the show. I don't give a fuck. I think that's what she might be referring to. She means white women. Okay. It's white women on here. It's all people of all races on here. Heard you was in DMs begging to eat her. Man, shut up, man. I will. I know you wish I was a fat, miserable woman. I'm 22 years old, educated, fine shit. And yes, I go to the gym. Marie, I ain't never seen fine shit who don't post a picture of themselves. I ain't never seen that. Marie has fake accounts with Wicked Scorpion. And 22, oh, you got to go through some more life, baby. You don't know shit. You dumb as hell at 22. Sorry. That education ain't got shit on real life. You got some life to live, girl. Can see. What up? Hey, let's keep this thing going. Where we at? Oh, we about to comment, sir. We're going to surf through the comments. We done with the women after this, I think. Oh, no, we ain't done with the women after this, but we're going to move on to the men, and we'll get the women a break after this. Let's comment, sir. So we got another challenge on TikTok. Let me just get the page right. So we got another big girl challenge on TikTok. Make sure y'all hit the like button, man. Where we at in these? Here we go. Here you go. Share it. There we go. All right. Let's comment, surf a little bit. Can y'all see that? Now I'll make my screen small. All right. It says, them big girls can't dress. Me? Okay. And it's playing a song. I don't want to play the song, get a copyright. Okay. All right. 5X dress. 5X dress. 5X dress. 5X dress. 5X dress. Okay. Now she says she could dress. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what's so special about a big ass picnic cloth dress, big ass having ass. Big shower curtain dress having ass. Big curtain dress having ass. I don't know what's so special about that. But let's go through these comments. Somebody said this isn't dressing. Couple panda bears in here. Here we go. I'm a big girl. You're beautiful. I thought you was really going to put it on. Oh, man.
I'm not going to say what that race, too. What people.
They on her ass. I saw some pandering comments earlier, but I don't see those now. Somebody said nice sheets. Beautiful gowns. I love how appropriate you dress. Look at women enabling this shit. Where we at? Oh, and you're a cruiser. Let's go, sister. Chicken frying dresses is crazy. Y'all over here being rude like it's hard as shit to find plus size clothing. She still looks good. What's y'all problem? Maybe it's hard to find plus size clothing because you ain't supposed to be plus size. We can dress, but I ain't being funny or nothing, but get a shaper. Cause them seeing dresses show every role Also get a vibration plate. It works. I got two. What the hell is she talking about? Add some accessories. Add some sparkle because you are light. Be bold and risky with the fashion. They giving her fashion, her big ass fashion tips. Big ass fashion tip having ass. They're acting like you aren't adorable. Damn, they really pandering in here. They're being so mean in the comments. Please don't let that affect your confidence. You are beautiful and dress beautiful too. Black women, y'all lost y'all mind.
You know, black people.
No.
All right, Miss Man, what's the point of looking cute and not smiling about it? Here, we just pulling a layer back, man, and seeing how people enable this bullshit. It just doesn't make sense how, okay, let's blame hormones, racism, yada, 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 yada. But this is the era where we've encouraged obesity more than any other era ever. The 2020s, we have encouraged obesity more than the 2010s, 2000s, 90s, 80s, 70s, 50s, 60s, and we act like there's no correlation to these big backs walking around talking about walking around all the time. All he hears is this. I mean, it's getting crazy out here talking about that's dressing appropriate. What the hell is appropriate about walking around basically just out loud telling everybody you got type 2 diabetes, telling everybody you got hypertension with that big ass pool table back? What's great about that? And honestly, it's not difficult. Like, I could see if becoming fat was this like great accomplishment. It's not difficult. Don't fucking go to the gym and eat as much as you want and gorge yourself. Eat your favorite foods every day. I think we all wouldn't have trouble doing that. But we're disciplined, so we don't. So you're going to act like something's wrong with us disciplined, folks, but nothing's wrong with your big ass?
Big back activity.
Make it make sense, and it is what it is, and you know I'm going to tell the truth, and you know I got to go.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Where we at, Matt? Where we at? Where we at? I'm a PhD. Yeah, get her PhD ass out of here, man.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. I have a PhD. I'm educated. I'm 22.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. You think ain't no? You think it ain't no 22-year-old graduates that ain't idiots out here? I know plenty of them. Seen plenty of them. Marie was really triggered from my joke. Marie 22 with a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
Okay. Facts. Wow, these are fitting sheets, big sheets, big picnic tablecloth back ass. When did we embrace folks being morbidly obese? This shit is crazy and scary. No black dude who has his shit together is going to mess with her. Only low level IQ black dudes who talk like, yo, ma, will smash that shit. They be liking that shit. Moses parted her teeth, too. I love how appropriate you dress. It's hilarious. She basically said, I love that you don't show your fat ass body when you dress. Shit. Rather than getting a shaper, she need to get in shape by going to the gym. She's not in shape, but she is a shape. Circle shape. Oval shape. big blob shape. Shaped like shaped like motherfucking Michelin Man. Shaped like Pillsbury Doughboy, but a little bit bigger. What's with these black women wearing bonnets in bed while recording, man? Vibration plates are like those ab simulators. What? That's what she told her to put on? Oh. Marie back at it again. Yeah. JD, get it correct. PhDs have very little return on investment. Well, here, you're a PhD.
I'm a PhD.
That's what you are here. And we, hey, look, did you drop the Instagram, Marie? Drop a pic. Where can we see a pic of you? Since you a baddie and you get picked, let's see a pic. Marty got a PhD in cracking BBWs and snow bunnies. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
Yep. See you on Sunday. Yep. You're done. Don't comment no more or you're blocked. You're blocked. And that's why Spider-Mo part of the No Job Crew. Spider-Mo part of the No Job Crew at Goals. You only be there when the ninjas be there with no job.
Nope.
Because you like Tommy and ain't got no job.
Nope.
Anyway, man, let's keep this episode going. Hit the like button. I'm killing y'all. Marie is in debt around my age with a PhD. Oh, see, Marie, you keep doing this to yourself, Marie. I ain't even cooking you. But I am going to cook that picture if you drop it, when you drop it. I'm going to cook you. Just let you know. Anyway, we got Fat Man Excuses. We're going to take a trip to that Jubilee channel on YouTube that's very popular right now. So let's check it out, man. And let's hit the like button. Where's the clip at? Here it is.
There's four guys over there. All right. Like, how is it possible that they're thinking, no, being obese and unhealthy is more attractive than being fit and healthy? How is this possible?
Unfortunately, some people have emotional stuff that happened, traumatic stuff that's happened. So you can't discount and just say, they're fat.
Boo-hoo. Like,
okay. What emotional stuff happened to make you fat as fuck? What emotional stuff directly affected you that made you fat? And it didn't involve food and lack of exercise. Please let me know and show me the science behind it.
Like, no, dude, it's like you're fat. You made that decision. You live in the best country ever. If you live in a civilized first world country where you have electricity, internet power, etc., you deserve to be bullied.
I am naturally this way. This is what.
Stop the cap.
You're not naturally that way, bro. You were not born 235 pounds, probably more than that. And built like a farmer. That's not natural. It took a series of events. It took a series of steps. It took a series of caloric surplus. A series of missing some workouts. That's what got you there.
It's working out 4 or 5 times.
That's
a week.
Not true.
It's 100. Because at the end of the day, if you don't lose weight, by definition, you're not in a calorie deficit. You're not in a calorie deficit.
You might not like Myron, but he be speaking facts when it comes to this weight loss shit.
Then you're going to either maintain or gain weight. I look
so,
at it like...
Let me cut you off because...
Uh-oh, sensitive ninjas
I'm
in there.
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
No Diddy, you know?
Here's one thing that you just said.
Yeah.
You had the tools. So there's people that don't have the tools that you've passed judgment on.
Okay, let's just say... There's a sector of people that don't have tools. Let's factor them out of here. We're not talking about them, okay? Let's talk about the people that have great jobs that are obese. The people that can go to the store and buy fruits and vegetables, they choose not to. The people that choose to binge drink every fucking weekend. We can't use, and this is still a bullshit excuse, but we'll just act like this excuse is 100% valid. I can debunk it. I have debunked it. But let's act like those people are excluded, the ones that don't have the tools, right? There's too many people with tools, right, that are obese. I live in PG County, Maryland. This is a black county, but it's one of the most affluent counties in the country. We're right outside of Washington, D.C., about 45 minutes from Baltimore. People here make great money. They got government jobs. They're secure, and they still choose to do big back shit. They're on Instagram, YouTube, TikTok, ChatGPT daily, but they choose to still be a big back. So they have tools. So tools is not a valid excuse.
Let's talk about said
no,
tools.
No, hold on. I'm not done.
Why? You cut me off.
I'm
before,
not done.
Remember?
There are people that even if they work out, losing the weight does not come as simple as just going to the gym, cutting calories, watching everything that you eat. There are some people that have a disposition. I have a disposition.
It's see, the problem is that you're a professional, Vic, but when you're fat, it says a lot about you. People aren't going to sit there and be like, let me see if he's a good person. No, they're just going to assume that you're lazy, which you are, by the way, when you're fat, and you don't have discipline, which you are, by the way. So they're just going to assume off of what they see. That's the world that we live in.
I love how you...
We're just in the first prompt. We got to be careful about targeting each other too directly.
Hey, shout out to Myron, but that guy right there just hopped in there and was real soft about the subject. It's a fact, whether you like Myron or not, it comes down to, are you eating in a caloric deficit? Are you moving your body? If the answer is no, you can't blame shit else. And it's one thing for the women to be doing this shit. We know women are going to do that. Love y'all, ladies, to death. I love y'all. Promise, I do. I know you hate think I hate y'all. But it's in y'all nature to make excuses like that and not be accountable. But when this culture is affecting the men, we're cooked. We're in a fucked up position. This got to be the softest generation of men ever. When you got men out here making those type of excuses, oh, it's your tone and delivery. That's supposed to be for the women.
What?
That's supposed to be a reason for the women not to not to listen. But now we got men doing it. We're not going to go too far off track today. We're going to keep it fitness. But all of these things that are normalized now, you can't act like there's no correlation to us being as obese as we are as a country. Killing y'all today, man. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's get in these comments real quick. Where we at? Maria's, I read that. Finding out she's 22 makes this even funnier. I was dumb as shit at 22, but I thought I knew everything. Your whole point of view will change when you get older. Yep. That's what I'm saying, bro. We all was dumb as shit at 22, so she'll come around. She'll be like, damn, I was really on that show making a fool of myself. You doll of hurt Marty feelings. Spider-Man would never hurt my feelings. I do got a job. I work in a black building across the street, head ass. I remember this mama was tripping. I didn't think he was tripping. I thought he was speaking facts. Man, fuck Fresh and Fit. You could say fuck Fresh and Fit. He was speaking facts here. He wasn't doing the Fresh and Fit shit here. The Fresh and Fit shit here. He was talking facts. I mean, this is the thing. Like, I don't have to like somebody. You know, in my politics content, I talk about Gavin Newsom, why I don't like him. He funny as shit, though. And he be speaking the truth. He just was cooking Trump on Twitter. I was like, damn, he telling the truth. I don't like the guy. But hey, we got to separate when somebody telling the truth and when we don't like him. I'm just saying. Marie, these are men. Are you going to defend them or is it only women you support? Only women, feminists. Oops, my bad. Way too many examples of people in this country transforming their bodies to give the excuse of I'm just born this way. Fresh and Fit Buddy is a clown, but objectively, he's right. Exactly. Thank you, Joe. Thank you. He does a lot of clown shit. I'll give you that. But this was a great clip, though. This was a great clip. He was spitting knowledge here. And I'm not going to put Fresh and Fit shit on my page, like from their actual podcast, you know, unless it's like just super related to fitness or something like that. But yeah, he's right. He been ordering them cheeseburgers. Yeah, big fella definitely ordering cheeseburgers.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
Ordering cheeseburgers, talking about he ain't got the tools. Outside of Myron takes on black women and wild delivery, he do make a lot of valid points. There's facts. He does. He do be wilding, though. He be wilding for sure. Yeah, I'm never going to support that man, but he be speaking facts sometimes. I didn't have the tools. At one point, know what I did? Open fucking Google and did research. Even when I didn't have the tools, I kept trying. All facts. That's what you got to do. People get on Google for everything else, man. Green suit dude sound like he... Hey, yo, chill, bro. Facts, my fitness life started with depression and CT Fletcher videos. We all start somewhere. Yep. Fresh and Fit are corny. Fresh talking about he had a threesome at a basketball player's mansion party. I mean, he could have. Dude's a millionaire. These chicks be going for that. Nah, when you an op, you wrong. I don't give a fuck. I mean, I guess, bro. I disagree. Complete lie. You're born looking like your parents. You die looking like your decisions. Oh, that's a bar. That's a crazy bar right there. He called a woman on his show the hard N-word. I'm not going to lie. When I was mad, I did call another black person the same word. Yeah, I mean, listen, the dude be doing a lot of shit for views. I don't really get caught up in it because I'm a content creator myself. I do some shit for views. I would never do that for views. I would never do that. But, I mean, it's, yeah. Hey, it is what it is. You know I'm going to tell the truth. You know I got to go. Let's keep this thing going. No one believed Fresh when he told that story. He could be lying, bro. He definitely could be lying. But he could be telling the truth. Ninjas that say they can't afford to eat healthy be weak as shit. Celery and broccoli, cheap as dirt. Big facts. Weak as fuck. Wicked Scorpion, that was a party with all dudes. It could have been. Let's keep it going. Oh, man. Pause, no Diddy. Oh, yeah, that too. I didn't mean to press that, but pause, no Diddy.
No Diddy, you know.
We got guys choosing to take Ozempic because they're saying something new about how it affects the male genitals. They're saying that it increases the size of male genitals, and that's why men are jumping to Ozempic now. You don't believe me? Let's check it out. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Let's keep this thing going, man.
Making Ozempic make a man's junk bigger? That's what people are claiming. Take a look at this post from a Reddit thread. I recently measured myself down there and noticed I gained about 1 inch. Studies show that the average size of a man's junk has been increasing over the past couple years.
Fellas, do not fall for this bullshit propaganda.
Stop the cap.
Don't fall for this, man. They're putting you on this drug. You see all the complications and the lawsuits with this drug, and y'all gonna get on it because of this? Who is this guy?
Who the fuck is that guy?
We don't even know who this guy is, but fellas gonna jump to the Ozempic because of this.
From 5.17 inches to 5.63 inches in the UK. And the data shows that in Venezuela, men have increased in size by 1.42 inches to measure 6.67 inches.
Fellas, if you believe this, you're an idiot.
Now, it's definitely possible that weight loss can contribute to making a man's junk look longer. And this can be due to loss of fat in the pubic area, basically revealing more of that body part. But this does not explain the trend among some men where the man's junk shrivels up and retracts back into the abdominal cavity. I cover Ozempic's effects on a man's you-know-what and other hot topics like Khloe Kardashian's plastic surgery confession, non-invasive fat reduction procedures, biohacking, and more on my latest podcast. Comment podcast or Spotify, and I'll send you a link.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Fellas, I hope y'all not falling for that shit. If the Ozempic, and I don't, Ozempic warriors might be on here, I don't care, okay? If you want to increase your metabolism and lose body fat and build muscle, which is what most men want, when it comes to their fitness goals, Ozempic is doing the complete opposite effect on your body. You're losing muscle. You're going to lose some fat, of course. You're going to lose some pounds, but you're going to lose muscle, which is going to decrease your metabolism and is going to decrease your testosterone. There's no way your piece is getting bigger. Pause, no Diddy.
First of all,
yo, that's passive. That's
passive. Off of doing this bullshit. We're not even going to go too deep into this because you got to be an idiot to believe that. This is straight propaganda because they trying to get your money. And it is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go. Let's keep it going.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Crazy, bro. I made it from Benin Road to American Ninja Warrior with no trainer. No excuses. Talk your shit. Where we at? Ninja. Oh, I read that. Where we at? They was at Dwight Howard house. That's crazy. What the fuck? If you had sex before, you should just accept whatever size you got and focus on your stroke game. Whoa, buddy. This is a fitness podcast, buddy. Hey there now. Yep. I gotta get you, Wicked. You focus on all that, but you ain't taking them out to eat, huh? Yeah, I'm gonna get you, bro. We gonna get you, dog. We gonna have an episode for Wicked Scorpion's comment at the end of last episode. Ozempic, the new honey pack. Get the fuck out of here.
Stop the cap.
Ozempic about to make it fall off and it would just be smooth down there. What the yo?
Strike three, you're
up. Yo. Yeah, it's impossible for a dude's penis to grow larger. You got to work with what you got to work with. If you got micro, I don't know where you're going to get. Oh, God. You guys are crazy, bro. I know I ain't the only dude fed up with these make your junk paws bigger ass. No Diddy, though.
No Diddy, you know?
Yeah, you got to. Yeah, you can't believe that shit. There's exercise. Also, does exercise does the same to some extent. Frost, what are you talking about there, buddy? I don't see no micro condoms. Yo, relax, bro. Ew, no male locker room talk. Thank you. Oh my god. Chris, you are the epitome of T.I. songs you can have with it. What? What? Bro, we gonna talk about this another day, bro. I don't need to trick. Bro, taking a woman out to eat is not tricking, bro. Get this man wicked. That's not trick, bro. We're gonna keep the show going. Speaking of, we got delusional guys who want fit women.
Nope.
I actually showed this. I showed this video before. I reacted to this video before, I mean. But people keep sending it to me and want me to react again. So I put it on the show. I might do another video to it. We'll see. Y'all wilding today. No, that's Wicked Scorpion wilding, bro. Wicked and Frost wilding today. Let's check out this delusional man who wants a fit woman.
The certain way.
Well, I work out.
Listen, if you fellas, if you built like that, you know, I'm happy you're in the gym. I'm happy you're on your fitness journey. I love it. But be careful advertising that you work out and that's how you look.
For fit, I work out. I'm not physically super 100%, you know, like in that, you know, that super chiseled frame, but I really don't want something that's super, super heavy. You know, I just don't like super heavy.
So you are super heavy, but you don't want a woman that's super heavy.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
You have ruined your body. You have destroyed your body. You're probably going to have to get skin removal surgery if you do decide to lose some weight. But you can only date a fit woman. Y'all ninjas have lost y'all damn minds.
Stop the cap.
Men, y'all got to get it together, man. It doesn't matter how much money you make. It doesn't matter what your career is. You got to do better. And if you do get a woman that's that's just with you for your money and you built like that, you're going to run into a disaster, buddy. It's going to be a disaster. She's going to cheat on you. She's going to take your money and leave.
Nope.
It's going to be a disaster. So y'all keep doing that shit. Think it's going to be okay.
Because I can't lift.
You're going to be nervous about her when she goes to the personal trainer?
Well, if I can't lift you up, I'm not really making your day.
You ain't lifting shit up but no damn plates.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You ain't lifting nothing up but Popeyes.
Lord, I had to get from Popeyes.
Yeah, Kendra, I don't want something I can't lift up. I mean, for real. I'm cheating them out of a good time. At least be about 175 or lower. And then we could have a good time.
You want them to be 175 or lower, and you look like you 375.
Is that too much to ask for?
So weigh as much as one of your arms.
Oh, she cooking.
No, I mean, 175 isn't really, that's not too big. Let's do the Kendra cam.
Okay.
Oh, they cut that part out. They cut that part out. Listen, fellas.
We do not care.
If y'all want to sit here and demand that women be fit and you built like that, nobody's taking you serious anymore. You're getting exposed, and we're going to call you out. We're going to call you out. Y'all ninjas got to get it together, man. Killing y'all today. Let's keep this thing going. Wicked said his macking never lacking because he pimping, never simping. Okay. All right. I agree with him, but he need to keep that to himself until he gets to where he need to be. Absolutely. If that's what you want, you better shut up because we're going to shame you in public. If you want a fit woman and you wear a 4X t-shirt, he's bald, so he makes money. Just need that gym. Bald means you make money now. Okay. All right. So I learned something new today. He's sitting there looking like a sack of potatoes talking about she got to be in the gym. Goodbye. I don't like taking women I just met on dinner dates. All righty. Rick Ross about to get some more lemon pepper wings after the video. Ain't gonna get it. He gonna find his fit chick too. But if the rest of y'all like doing that, have fun. Oh, brother. Wicked Scorpion wants a woman who makes six figures, 6 foot, six feet and six pack.
Nope.
Ah, it's cool. Broke women don't like broke men.
Nope.
Wicked, you should have never said that to me, bro. They going your ass. Only dudes that I've seen with that size with fit women either got money or they play in the NFL. Yep. But he has a standard and it's not the standard. Was he about to take his shirt off? I think he was just going to stand up for the camera just so they could see what he what his body composition looks like. Ridiculous, man. But hey, since Wicked don't like taking women out, we're going to show Wicked's we're going to show the women Wicked gets. Wicked about to be mad at me. But no, I'm playing. This right here is another example of women not wanting to lose weight because they say, well, the fat women got a man anyway. The fat women keep a man. So let's check it out, man.
I'm recording. I'm looking off my double chin. Dang.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
We got guys out here licking double chins and women posting it on social media. And this just adds to the obesity. It just adds to, oh, well, you see, so somebody going to love me. Everybody got a somebody. Everybody got their person. I just ain't found my person yet, so I'm going to stay fat. They going to love me the way I'm supposed to be loved. Keep, all right, go ahead, have that double chin, hypertension chin. Type 2 diabetes, type 3 diabetes, double chin. You eating double cheeseburgers with that chin.
The only thing you've been ordering is a whole bunch of damn cheeseburgers.
You frying some chicken with that chin.
You go fry some chicken, you go.
You eating bacon with that chin.
Bacon, hands is on.
You're back pregnant with that chin.
My back pregnant.
Your leg went out with that chin.
My leg went out.
Hey, bro. Shit is crazy. Yeah, we're going to watch it again.
I'm recording. I'm going to get off my double chin. Yo. Dang.
Hey, yo. I've heard, hey, get off my arm. Get off my shoulder. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never heard get off my double chin. America fat as hell. Whoever thought that you would hear that phrase in your life?
Nope.
I bet you never knew that. Yeah, get off my double chin.
What?
What are we talking about? Yeah, we learn something new every day because I ain't never heard that shit in my life. It's getting crazy out here, man. Ladies, get it together. Fellas, stop simping, and I'm killing y'all on this episode.
Dumb the Monko. Monko.
Where we at in these comments? The Rock back to get up was all I needed to see. He big as hell. Oh, yeah. What the fuck? What did we just... Yo, did we just walk into them making out? Marty, a chick I mag because I told her DC8 is a Gold's Gym, Richie Station 3 in my welling. Hold up, bro. What type of DC8 are you talking about? You talking about like a Ben and Road DC8? Or you talking about a 8 you will find downtown on Connecticut Avenue type of 8. Them two is different DC8s, bro. You got to clarify, dog. You got to clarify. Ain't that much love in the world. Andy and Dolly want double chins. I'm going to need you to stop giving us PTSD, bro. Guess what I say to that?
Nope.
You're going to get PTSD on this show, brother. I'll be the loneliest ninja before you ever catch me in this situation. That's Marie and her Puerto Rican man giving her never mind. Yo. That's why Marie still ain't drop a picture in here yet. Cause she got that double chin too. Dude got a bunch of chunk funk and chunk juice on his lips. That's crazy, bruh. Y'all hating, but some of y'all single watching a podcast late Friday night. First of all, this is not just a podcast. This is the best fitness podcast out. And Marie, every man on this podcast can go outside and get a double chin to the crib right now. That's not an accomplishment. I will never in my life hate on that. I could walk outside, cover my eyes like this, point around, and find a double chin. It ain't that hard. What are we supposed to be doing on a Friday night? What are we supposed to be doing? We supposed to be out at the club? What are we supposed to be doing on a Friday night? People watch shows that they enjoy. I'm sure your big back ass watch a show that you enjoy as well on a Friday night. You watching this show every Friday night. So how you going to talk about them being a loser when you watching this show on a Friday night as well? What in the hydrogenated fat hell is going on with the chaser and his big back Becky? It's unclear. Did someone say big back Becky?
How dare you?
Big back Jenny? It's like, nah. My man would stand next to you and make you insecure. You spam watch male betterment video. Keep his name out your mouth. Well, you wasn't talking to me. You wasn't talking to me. Yo said, meet her, mommy, meet her, meet her. Sorry, y'all. I got to bear with me in these allergies, man. I apologize, man. It ain't the best day for C. Marty fitting on the podcast, man. My apologies. Hanging in there. Your favorite podcaster would have canceled. Marie is the female version of Will Smith. Keep my wife's name out your fucking mouth. Yeah, it is. Marie, you spilled his race out in the comments. Yep. Definitely don't have a double chin. Yes, you do. Because you, why you, okay, why you won't show us a picture of you? Show us a picture of you, Marie. Until you show a picture of us, you got a double chin and thick ankles.
Them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You can tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
I've been to a club twice, wasn't really my thing. Ain't my thing either. We supposed to be out big back and drinking and smoking hookah, right? That's yeah, if we're not doing that, we're losers. We watching football with C. Marty in the headphones, and you here with us. Exactly. Yep. I ain't watching football because I'm doing this, but I am gonna check the scores when I'm done. Them eights you see downtown 9 times out of 10. From Maryland, they just work in DC. You said it, not me. You're right, though. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. So I guess your point still stands. A bunch of us married this lady. Saying anything. I wasn't talking about how do you drop a picture here? Put a link to the Instagram, Marie, or change your profile picture, Marie. And you better be a 10 the way you're talking. Marie, you better be a 10. Nothing below a 10 because you're talking crazy on here. And you can't be no Southeast DC 10. All right? You can't be. I don't know where you're from, Marie. Marie, where you from? We're going to try to make that equivalent in your terms, whatever city you're from. I'm 33. The last thing I'm worried about is trying to party every week. Hey, Wicked, we the new Unks, bro. We the new Unks. I go to work, the gym, and home to my wife. Bars. Arlington got some heat, too. Arlington do got some heat. A lot of them Arlington joints, they from Mo County, for real. A lot of them. They from Mo County. and we got one more video before we get out of here, man. Let's check it out, bro. We got some BS at the gym.
I got to eat cake, yo. This is what happens when you don't eat EK. This is what happens when you don't eat Eric's Kitchen. Yo, you gotta eat some Eric's Kitchen. Come on, man. They're not eating Eric's Kitchen. Yo, they're not eating Eric's Kitchen. Yo, tell them. They're not eating. Yo, tell them.
Oh, brother.
They're not eating Eric's Kitchen. Yo, grab them.
All right, guys. All right, guys. Now you got the cops involved. You fight at the gym, the cops come.
Kitchen, I'm telling you, man. Eat more EK.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
You fight at the gym, the cops are more than likely coming. There's no need to fight at the gym, bro. If you're fighting at the gym, you're doing the wrong shit in the gym. Unless someone, I mean, I don't know the story behind this. But unless someone comes up and attacks you physically, there's no need to fight at the gym, bro. Y'all letting the testosterone and the TRT and the creatine and the gear, the Anavar, y'all letting that shit get to your head, bro. Y'all letting that shit get to your head. This is ridiculous. What do y'all not have shit to lose outside of the gym? Like, do y'all not have anything going on in your life outside of the gym where you can just go in there and start fighting? Gotta be roid rage. Gotta be roid rage. Getting crazy, bro. I'm seeing more and more gym fights. And people don't realize, man, the gym is a dangerous place to fight. You get to tussling and wrestling, you fall on a 5-pound weight, you're cooked. You don't even have to fall on a big weight or get hit by a big weight. You get hit with a 2.5, you're cooked.
Nope.
People be leaving dumbbells out on the ground. Bruh. Think twice before you try to fight at the gym. It ain't worth it. Anyway, another fire episode on the Less Munches, More Crunches podcast. Fire episode, man. Where we at in the comments? What the fuck is going on? Nova, Moco, and Mitchellville got the baddies in the DMV. Mitchellville is a random pick. Wicked Scorpion forgot to take his fiber and pills, so he has to go to bed early. That's crazy, bro. Yo, if y'all want to make out to do that, make out, do that shit at home. Facts. You get what you pay for at a gym you go to. You pay $10 a month, you got to do a $10 a month shit like that. Typical Planet Fitness activity, doing everything but getting fit. Okay, that looked weird at first. It ain't worth it. Yep. Bro was roid raging. Absolutely. That was no fight. That was a Diddy squabble.
No Diddy. You know?
Diddy squabble. Hey, yo, we going to add Diddy squabble to Food Hooker.
First of all,
that's
bad. We're going to add Diddy squabble to Food Hooker. Gold's Noon Crew activity. I'm tired because I just busted your mama's cheeks. You're out of here, buddy.
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. Never see this at EOS Fitness, although the enrollment fee is $150. Damn, is it $150? Look at what happened to Jeff Nippard. He could have gotten hurt bad. Oh, yeah, bro. That Jeff Nippard joint was crazy. I didn't review it on YouTube just because I don't want to get demonetized again. And they're real strict with fights and stuff, so I just left that alone. I'm hitting somebody with a 10-pound. If I fight at the gym, only family and friends get a fair one. Facts. Hey, yo. That was Marie Ninja on the ground. Hey, yo. You're wild. Yeah, I forgot about that. That dude got arrested and fired and banned. Exactly. I got taken advantage of by a few red bones out. Bro. Snick is wild. Hey, yo, come on, man. Yo. Anyway, man. Appreciate y'all watching, man. That was another fire episode, though. Oh, my God, bro. Go ahead, follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube, where you're watching right now. Subscribe to the page. Share with a friend. Less Brunches, More Crunches gear attached to the video, attached to all my YouTube videos, or you can go to lessbrunchesmorecrunches.com. Help support your boy. And what else we got? Any other announcements? I think that's it, man. We'll be live again Sunday around 5 p.m. Eastern. Anything else? I think that's it, bro. So listen, appreciate y'all. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Shout out to the Playback Gang. And you know the motto. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improved mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. And we'll be live again on Sunday. If it is your first time watching, I go live Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all. Catch y'all on Sunday. We out of here. Appreciate y'all watching that episode. I hope y'all enjoyed it. Matter of fact, I know y'all enjoyed it. But I need y'all to do a couple things before we get out of here. Go ahead, smash the like button. Smash that subscribe button. And you gotta share the show with a friend. Follow me on social media. See Marty Fit on every platform. Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast on Apple Podcasts. And do me a favor, cop some gear. Less Brunches, More Crunches. The illest, the dopest, the coolest coldest slogan in fitness, and you know we got the gear. Listen, man, tap into the next episode. Love y'all. We out of here.